You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Wakey, wakey, up and at a morning. It is Snow FM breakfast, the last one of the week. 5 minutes gone past six, Simo and Jordan.
And I hope that everyone last night had a really good night's sleep and like didn't maybe stay out and go out up until late and then have to wake up early and come in and do a breakfast show. Who would have done that, Simo?
Mate, live life.
What time did you get home last night?
10.
What time did you actually get home?
Sorry, Mum. 10.
Past.
I only speak
10 past 2.
10 past 2? No, not quite. I would be dead.
You saw anyone roaming around the snowies at 2 o'clock in the morning? That was Simo. And he's rocked up into work.
I mean, if that would be a doppelganger situation if that was me, because no, I was 10 o'clock, which is still late for us.
Oh, yeah, no, that's ridiculously late for us.
But like 2 a.m. and then getting up at 4, that's pushing, that's high-risk behaviour.
Well, Simo, you do have a bit of a hangover today, but I have got a hangover breakfast. Yesterday, we talked about on the show serving
hell.
Pasta
that's right.
With gravy. Apparently, that's the thing. You can still head over to Snow FM Instagram story, vote for whether you reckon it's good or terrible. Today, we are going to give it a go. I've got it in the fridge out there. We'll give it a go after 7.
How long did it take you to put together?
Oh, I mean, not long.
Solid 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Well, I mean, the pasta takes about 10 minutes to boil.
I completely forgot about this.
I know you did. Yeah, you were looking forward to today.
Legit a shocker.
I mean, to be fair, I'm not looking forward to it either.
All right. Listen out for that this morning. Snow FM at breakfast, kicking it off with a bit of currency. Ivy Adara. Rihanna and Kanye West together on that one for 5 seconds on Snow FM. A breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning.
And Simo, it's time to look into the news of the world.
That's right. It's today in tabloids.
Today, Junior.
Today's the day.
Feeling it. We're feeling good. We're feeling good. Hey.
Now, this is as hot as it comes, right?
Yeah.
All right. Emilio Estevez, he's closed a deal to reprise his role as Coach Gordon Bombay in Disney Plus's original series, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, they're bringing The Mighty Ducks back?
Based on the hit 90s movie.
Is it going to be like another movie or like a TV series on a streaming service?
10-episode series.
Nice.
Oh, how good.
And so are the coach is going to be the same actor.
Yeah, the Ducks are going to be back. Lauren Graham, like, is in it as well, and Bradley Noon, so, like, recurring characters and stuff. Oh, it's so good.
You were a Mighty Ducks fan back in the day?
Big time. I'm going to get myself some merch.
You're going to get yourself a duck.
Yeah, big time. Also, Harley Quinn, the film is getting a rare post-release name change, and this is to help out its search engine optimization because it was quite long originally.
Yeah, I can't even remember.
The Emancipation.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, of Harley Quinn and her Birds of Prey, I think it is.
Something along those lines.
Warner Brothers has changed the name, and of course it stars Australia's Margot Robbie. It's changing to Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey. Much easier.
Yeah, that's easy to remember.
Leg amputation of a five-legged green tree frog.
That is not a sentence I expected to hear when I woke up this morning.
Yeah, you were worried about a leg amputation there for a moment. No, this the green tree frog was only supposed to have four, but he had five. This is in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
And so conservation group Frog Safe, apparently it's rare to see a five-legged frog. However, cane toads sometimes have extra legs. The frog was transported to Cairns for an amputation of the fifth leg to give it its best chance to thrive because it's getting close to being endangered, the old green tree frog.
Well, that's sad. Oh, well, hopefully that one survives.
But, like, vets and vet surgeons doing some interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Amputating frog legs. The French do that.
I mean, again, I don't think the surgeon, the vet would have thought, oh, you know what, when I wake up in the morning, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to cut the leg off a frog.
Yeah, I think they should get some of that frog DNA because that could increase the frog leg trade out there in Paris, the French.
Oh, also for France. Also, what are you saying that the French are going to breed frogs with more legs?
Well, five legs, the frogs can keep thriving and the legs can still be available.
Good point.
Puerto Rico's government loses $3.8 million in online scams. This is while the country remains in the midst of recession.
So where is it, Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
And they lost all their money. Did they get the email of a Nigerian prince?
I think this might be...
I've randomly come across your bank details and email address.
Mm.
Or someone has left a large amount of money for you in the will. I got one the other day.
Yeah, so
they've started doing it by text. I got a text one the other day.
How insane, right? The government agency received an email that alleged a change to a bank account tied to remittance payments and transferred. And so the government just transferred the money. This seems legit. He said apparently there's an internal investigation underway to determine whether or not someone was negligent in not following standard procedure.
Well, like, I know, I mean, politics in our country is a bit crazy.
Yep.
But, you know, it doesn't necessarily instill trust in the government.
If you're losing...
If they're falling for scams like that.
They're falling for email scams and losing $3.8 million.
Just imagine the scammers as well, just high-fiving. Yeah, I can't believe that worked.
It's like, that'd have to... I mean, it worries me if they're making more from their scams than that. Food waste is apparently linked to, spending too much on food a day.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Because
you buy more food than you can eat.
Exactly.
Because you're going to waste.
Global consumer food waste is apparently a bigger problem than previously thought. And we're basically having more and more wastage on a year-to-year basis, apparently.
Well, we went to lunch with someone the other day who is so dedicated not to waste food. They actually took home not just what was leftover on their plate in like a doggy bag for later, but got someone else's plate who was having the same thing and said, yeah, I'll just have that, just chuck that in here as well. So, yeah.
And something for the Antiques Roadshow people.
Oh, there's a lot of fans of that.
A $17 thrift store plate, so something you just pick up from like a cashies or wherever, you know.
Just say approximately $17.
Yeah. Has been auctioned off for $32,000 this morning. So it was a porcelain dish bought in 1982 and then in 2020 sells for $32,000.
So the lesson of today is always check your plates.
Yeah, keep your cutlery.
Yeah.
Keep your crockery. And then sell it 20 years down the track.
Yeah, it could be worth $32,000.
That is today in tabloids. Disclosure, mixing up the Lord this morning. Magnets, Snow FM, our breakfast, 25 minutes past 7. Simo and Jordan with you for your Friday.
Simo, I don't think I've looked forward to a segment less than what we're about to do.
Yeah, this is your fault, so live with it.
I'm not thrilled about this, but So yesterday we talked about guys putting gravy on pasta. We put it up on the Snipe Instagram story. About a quarter of people actually said that this would taste nice. So one in four people think that a mixture of pasta with a sauce of gravy tastes nice. So we thought we'd give it a go.
There is a habit of people online roasting each other's cooking, like in the criticism sense. So like you post photos of your food, it's probably tragic because you don't know what you're doing. Especially alapanas, any cream-based sauce.
Oh yeah, no one knows.
Take a photo of that and pop that up online if you're not an actual chef, and everyone's like, oh,
everyone struggles with a cream-based sauce.
Bit of spew.
Alright, so Simo, I made some pasta yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I've just microwaved that today. Why are you laughing?
It's just funny. Continue.
When I say I made some pasta, I didn't actually like roll the dough or anything.
No,
I just bought it in the supermarket and boiled it.
No, just this whole thing is disastrous. Keep going.
And in this mug, because I couldn't find a bowl, I have piping hot gravy. So apologies to whoever normally has their coffee out of this mug. Might taste a little bit gravy-like this morning.
You know.
Right, at the moment, the two are unmixed. Should I pour the gravy in?
Yeah, go.
All right, here we go.
Do what the thing did. I literally haven't... Oh, no.
Oh, it looks disgusting. All right, so the gravy has now been poured into the pasta.
Yeah, no, this isn't good. All right.
I spilled some gravy everywhere.
Cannot take you anywhere, honestly.
All right, let's give this a bit of a mix.
Yeah.
Oh, this actually looks proper disgusting. Look, you know what? I reckon we should just go to the news.
You're not wrong.
No, come on. Okay, we better do it. All right, I'm just giving this a mix up. I've got you a little plate here.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you.
I'll divide this up into about half. This is Cooking with Jordan segment, which is hopefully never going to take off.
Don't you need to like use some more describing words like, oh, the pasta is lusciously fell into the bowl?
Well, mainly, I'm not using those words mainly because it's not lusciously falling into the bowl, Simo. It's pasta with some gravy. All right, there you go. I'm handing you over yours.
Okay, right. All right. Careful.
I just told up. Spill gravy everywhere.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Okay.
Would you like a spoon as well?
Yeah, I'm just deciding how we're going to go about this. We should probably, like, do the What is it? It's the, there we go. Here we go. All right. So.
All right, there you go. I got you a spoon as well. Oh, so this is MasterChef. All right. How are we going to, should we just, we're going to have to give this a go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want any parmesan cheese?
No.
I don't have any anyway. So
okay,
it's fine.
Right, good.
All right, should we both go and get some on your spoon?
Yeah, yep. No worries.
And then we'll do it at the same time.
Okay, right.
3, 2, 1,
all right,
go.
Okay, we'll count it out.
And then we both have to eat it. Okay, right, you ready to give this a go?
Yep. Three.
Hang on, well, you have to get some on your spoon first. You're not even trying.
All right, three. No, because I'll swap hands, trust me. All right, 3, 2, 1.
You're not actually doing it.
Neither are you.
Yeah, because I'm watching you. You're not doing it.
All right. Here we go.
All right, go. Get some. Put it near your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh. Yuck.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know what we expected.
Yeah, I come to think of it. Why did we expect that would be good?
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gravy pasta, big no.
No. It kind of, it tastes like...
Disgusting.
Yeah, but... what are those, like, they're kind of like 2-minute noodles gone really wrong? Like, something terrible has happened.
That might just be my cooking.
Halsey, not afraid anymore. 97.7 Snow FM. Simo and Jordan with you. 18 minutes on the way to 8. Before news, sport and weather on the hour, we will be doing a bit of Valentine's Day chat. A bit of love talk.
Love will be in the air.
However, first...
Well, before that, I want to get into this. Now, Simo, you love a good conspiracy.
Yeah, massive fan.
And one is currently doing the rounds in Sydney, which has got a lot of commuters baffled.
Great.
It involves a Sydney train station, some sticky tape, and a supermarket roast chicken.
All right, these are some elements. I'm already enjoying this.
Well, here you go, Simo. So I've got a picture of this here. I'm just handing that over to you. Can you tell me what is on that picture? What do you see?
That's super odd. Okay, so in the public transport system in New South Wales, it's a swipe on, swipe off type situation.
Yeah.
Or like tap on, tap off. So it's, you know, it's like using PayWave, if you like, or PayPass, I think is what it used to be called. Then there is a roast chicken that has been stuffed between you, the card holder, and the tap-off machine.
Yeah, so it's got the machine there, so whenever you get on a train or something, as soon as you get to the station, you just tap on your card and it'll take $2 or $3 off your card, and that's how you pay for your journey. However, on the little reader, the little scanny thing where you tap your card, someone has decided to get a supermarket roast chicken and just some sticky tape and just wrap the tape around the chicken, attaching it to... Z-stated ticket machine.
Why do you reckon they've gone chicken?
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing that's, like, got people wondering what it is and what the conspiracy theory is. Like, is it some form of modern art?
Yeah.
Is it a protest? We're going to stick it to the man. We're going to stick it to the government by sticking chickens to ticket machines. So, like, people have got, oh, is it just some drunk guy on a night out that just happened to have a roast chicken and some sticky tape in his back pocket?
No, because drunk people, quite often, the hunger hits them.
Yes, and drunk people aren't that coordinated as well, to put...
So the chicken would have been eaten.
Yes.
But I was picking the brain of the guys in the admin building here about...
Have they ever stuck a roast chicken to anything?
Or just different meats. So, like, chicken is quite a light meat.
Yeah.
So, naturally, if you're going to tape a meat to something, chicken is an option. Turkey is apparently lighter, from what I hear.
Well, I mean...
Than chicken.
I mean, I don't want to get into the mind of the person that did this, but I assume they've probably chosen the meat based on how regularly available it is.
Right.
Not how light it is.
Okay.
I would have loved to do this with some beef, but it's just too dense.
That's what I figured. No, if it is art, then these would be the kind of questions.
Yeah, but I think it's just because of roast chicken's everywhere, and roast chicken's every supermarket in the world does a roast chicken. Not many do roast turkey unless it's Christmas time.
But if it's a lighter meat, it should be easier to tape to something.
Well, maybe the meat was so light they originally were going to go with turkey and then it just floated away.
Oh, okay.
And then they go, chicken's close enough.
But yeah, in regards to, you're definitely going to tape, if you're going to tape meats to random objects, you're definitely going to go bird orientated because anything else is too large.
I just love how you say that. If you're going to tape meats to random objects, I mean, don't dare use some bacon. That would be horrendous. But chicken's fine.
It's very odd. Also, big fan of bacon, but like you say, chicken is vastly available, but I reckon it probably is art. Seems like something an artist would do.
So is that what you're, because you're good at kind of sussing out conspiracy theories and wondering what they are and whether they're BS or not. So is that what you're going with? Is this some kind of modern art, or is it just some weird joke that we don't know? Or maybe it's aliens.
No, this is some kind of statement. We're all just chickens, like on a transport system. It's like a reference to the man. We are just commercial chickens, because you know how chickens just get like pumped out and purchased and used.
I mean, I reckon it's just a prank.
No,
this I think you're looking a bit too into
the
it.
The chicken symbolizes society.
The chicken symbolizes lunch.
No, because it's taped. Why would you tape it to a bus, swipe on, swipe off? So, like, transport.
Well, that's the question.
Because the transport system is like, you know, you using the what the government offers you.
Mm-hmm.
We are but chickens on public transport, Jordan. Wake up, sheeple, or chicken units.
Look, someone's what's happening? Someone's got a bit drunk and decided to sticky tape a roast chicken to a ticket machine. That is the whole point of this talk break. We are not trying to discover the meaning of life in a chicken which has been attached to a ticket machine at a train station.
Hey,
if that's where the meaning of life shows up,
that's right.
It'll be a surprise.
Mm.
Would have expected somewhere a bit better, but you know, I doubt it is.
Always keep your eyes peeled, much like potatoes that go well with chicken.
Good point.
Troy Sivan, my plays now. More Aussie music on 97.7 Snow FM. Shine on.
How good is that?
We are asking the question, and we're also going about answering it.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I have been on the opposite side of a couple of fences this week in regards to how good is that.
Yeah, so essentially these are kind of conundrums, day-to-day conundrums that we all face.
Mm.
That people can kind of divide people.
Very much so.
So, like, for example, we had coriander. Do you like coriander? That's something that we had the other day.
I don't mind it, but genetically there's people that hate it. So
exactly.
We won't hold that against you. It's genetics. We hold that your parents accountable.
Yes, 100%.
Blame your parents. Not you. You're fine.
Yeah. Blame the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Annoying parents.
Those damn caveman ancestors.
Exactly.
Getting there. They got to get their crap together. Here is number one this morning.
Washing your hands after using the bathroom. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yes, just about on every occasion.
I mean, big yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so much so that I wonder why it's even there. Like, who is not doing that?
Yes, but what about how diligent are you when it comes to number one or two and then washing? Is it the same level of hand rinse post activity?
What are you doing after you do it? I'm just saying. How are you washing your hands after you do a poo? Well, I think you might be doing that wrong if you have to, like, wash your arms or something.
Well, I'm just wondering, more diligently, like, not like the technique or the structure of how you go about it changes.
Yeah.
Because you can only put your hands into a sink, you know, a certain way, a certain amount of times a day, right? But I'm talking more of the diligence. So, like, the length of time. So that's, like, how hard you really scrub. Do you think subconsciously that it changes?
I mean, I don't know. This is something that I haven't never thought of in my life.
We've got an opinion this morning as well. Good morning. Who have we got there?
Oh, good morning. It's Sarah here. How are you?
G'day, Sarah. You're on Snow FM at breakfast. Washing the hands when after going one or two every time. You got an opinion on that?
Yeah, wash your hands every time.
Every single
time.
Thank you, Sarah. Right. And so do you think that there's like a subconscious decision-making of yourself? Like, if it's a different activity that's gone down, are you more conscious of the hand washing, you know, to do a really good job if something disastrous has happened?
Sarah, you don't have to answer that question, just so you know.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, guys? You know what? I have rang up to get my daughter on the birthday book, so I have no idea what we're talking about.
Dear, so the birthday book, again, happens 8 o'clock just after 8 every single workday. But whose birthday is it, mind you?
It's my daughter's, Jessica Filtness. On Sunday.
Well, happy birthday. Make sure she washes her hands before she eats any cake. Yes, very
she
important.
She does, yes.
Happy birthday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
No worries.
Yeah, I can understand that could be a very awkward if you just call up for something else and all of a sudden there's two guys talking about do you wash your hands after using the bathroom?
Yeah.
Lots of questions.
But so you don't reckon? You reckon it's the same?
I don't know.
Mm.
I haven't timed myself, but maybe there is, maybe there's not. I don't know. I'm going to perfectly sit on the fence, but always wash your hands.
Mm, yeah, no, I agree. But I definitely think there's something different that goes down subconsciously. Like if you've had tacos the night before, if you've had Indian food the night before, something hectic has happened. You're going to be a lot more conscious about washing your hands.
Well, like, look, I think
real scrubs.
Look, I think the lesson we've learnt from all of this is make sure you get the right time when you want to ring up for the birthday book.
5 seconds of summer now. Here's new music. It's 23 minutes gone on your 8 o'clock. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan. Men in Black, Will Smith on Snow FM. It is Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
And Simo, it's important for everyone that works here at Snow FM to, you know, to be on the ball and to be on their best when they rock up to work.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want people that are like half asleep when they roll in the door.
No, you don't need that.
So to kind of put that to the test and to kind of ensure that people weren't half asleep, I kind of devised a bit of a test.
Well, you took it upon yourself to ensure this.
This was very scientific. I had no fun at all doing this.
You didn't consult anyone?
No, well, I didn't feel that I needed to. In hindsight, probably should have.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sam, what I did, I bought a whole load of they're called Nerf guns. They're like toy guns. If you don't know what they are, they kind of shoot these foam bullets, so you kind of shoot your mates. It doesn't hurt at all. It kind of just bounces off. Sometimes you don't even feel that you've been hit. So it's a lot of fun. You can get to go around and kind of shoot your friends. So what I did, I bought a whole load of them. I took one and was hiding somewhere in the office, just waiting for people to arrive to work yesterday.
Mm.
Put the box of them by the door. As people would come in, they would see the box, they'd pick one up, and they would be unwittingly involved in some Nerf gun warfare. First up was Ems, the Stationary Queen.
All right, so Ems is our first target now. She's just coming up the stairs. I can see her. She's seen the box of Nerf guns and just kicked them out the way, thinking it's rubbish, and then realised what's inside. All right, here we go. She's taking one. She's just putting her bags down now. She's seen me. She's just opening the door.
Ah, she's shooting. Go, go. I'm out of bullets. I'm out of bullets. I'm running. Run. Flee. Leave. Run. Escape.
All right, so that didn't quite go according to plan. Chris is in next, though. I think he's here in about 5 minutes or so. I think I just need to calm down a bit. I kind of went all out attack and you kind of wasted all my bullets. I think I just need to calm down. I'm just going to take this one a bit easier. Maybe let him make the first move. All right, Chris is just coming through the door. What are you doing? He's hiding behind a glass window. I can see you! All right, here we go. He's come through the door. He's immediately taking cover. Oh, I missed my chance there. All right, here we go. I'm hiding behind a couch. He's hiding behind a door. All right. Now we just play the waiting game. Wait for one of them to make the first move. This waiting game's boring. I'm going to attack! I'm chasing him. He's running away. Go, shoot! All right, he's done around the corridor. He's run into... Where's he gone? Chris has disappeared. Where has he gone? Okay, Chris has the ability to disappear. I didn't know that. Like, seriously, I don't know where he's gone. Oh, he's there. Oh, my gun's jammed. My gun. Run. Run. I'm running away. Help. Run.
Yeah, look, so both my attacks ended up in me running away, screaming scared.
Yeah.
So I think maybe I should just... Look, maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's not my thing. I think that's what we've learned from this exercise.
Dear, what that was a grown-ass man with a Nerf gun in a business.
Yeah.
Just running rampage, 9 o'clock on a Thursday.
A grown adult with probably better things to do.
Yeah.
Just man mucking around at work.
How many bullets did you lose?
Oh, I lost so many.
Because, you know, I think we have the cleaner in this week, and I'm just going to give... I think she'll be able to find your number.
I think she'll be able to, like, start her own business selling all the kind of Nerf bullets that we've kind of lost somewhere in the office.
Sell them back to you. Lucrative.
There you go. Little business tactic there. I like it.
This gives you hell. Something Jordan does on the daily. It's the All-American Rejects, 20
all
past
right,
nine.
I've still got one more left, Simo. Keep up with that.
Hey, you can't shoot none on men. I wake up every evening.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.